With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. What's it like to be in the United States applying for asylum during a pandemic? FM 89's Mari Bolaños has this story of a couple whose journey started in Mexico
Roxana
last
Espinoza
fall.
Trigueros and her wife Carolina applied for asylum in the United States after living in Mexico for 3 years. They say they were discriminated against for being a couple. Once they were notified that their application was being considered, they went to an office in San Isidro near the border. There, they spent 11 nights in a room they said was referred to as the hielera, or the freezer.
It's a room that's very cold where there are a lot of people. They only gave us aluminum sheets to cover ourselves with.
That's 29-year-old Carolina. She and Roxana, who's 49, slept on the floor with roughly 25 other women. She says they weren't allowed to shower every day, but when they were forced to wear the same dirty clothes they had on.
They gave us only a burrito. All of us became constipated because that's all they would feed us, and we could only drink water from the sink in the bathroom, which was extremely cold as well.
They first fled their home country, El Salvador, 3 years ago after facing harassment from members of their community, including Roxana's ex-husband, with whom she shares 3 kids.
Once my children's father found out, he began to verbally harass us, until one day he forced us out of the house I share with my children. That's when we decided to go to Mexico.
And from Mexico to the United States. Roxana and Carolina were transferred from San Isidro to Mesa Verde Detention Center in Bakersfield in October.
They're married. They were planning to go live with Roxana's family in Texas and submitted a parole request because after asylum seekers pass that initial credible fear screening interview, they're eligible to ask for release on a parole bond.
That's Lisa Knox with Centro Legal de la Raza in Oakland. She represents both women. Although their applications were nearly identical, Carolina was granted a $10,000 bond, but Roxana was denied. Carolina's bond was too high for their family to pay, says Knox. And with Roxana's parole denied, Carolina decided to stay at Mesa Verde with her wife. 2 months later, they learned about the coronavirus while watching the news.
When we heard about the pandemic, we all got scared because they gave us only a 10-milliliter bottle to clean ourselves and wash dishes. That's the antibacterial stuff they gave us.
When Roxana asked for better cleaning supplies, she says ICE officers denied her request, saying she might use it to harm other detainees.
They say that we were taking precautions, but that was false. There were many officials that came to work with ICAF. They continued to bring in people. There were 3 officers who came with ICAF, hiccups, and a fever.
Although ICE said it is currently screening officers who come into the facility and encourages detainees to do everything they can to social distance, lawyer Lisa Knox was worried about her clients.
The facility wasn't really giving them information. You know, they were told to wash their hands, to practice social distancing, which of course is impossible under those conditions. And they just weren't really given information about any other steps that were going to be taken.
She was particularly worried about Roxana, who has hypertension and colitis, a chronic digestive disease. So she joined an ACLU lawsuit against ICE, demanding the release of 12 people who are at risk of contracting COVID-19.
ICE did decide to reconsider the parole request for both of the women. And so they reconsidered and granted Roxana a $4,000 bond and her wife as well.
After 6 months in Mesa Verde, both women are now with Roxana's family in Texas, where they will await the final hearing on their asylum application. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Mari Bolaños.